Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер один. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1, 7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I honestly support school uniforms, and let me explain why. I think one of the problems our current generation is facing is that they are all influenced by gang culture. It is the root cause of numerous evils at schools, and many people from my school are members in the so-called school gangs. With uniforms, I believe, there are not so many chances for conflict and violence. Besides, it creates a healthy team culture and harmony on campus.
Speaker B.
I think when a person hears the word school, the first two things that come to mind are discipline and rules. Everybody knows that we kids love to break rules, and it is hard to make us obey. Almost daily at schools, it is common to spend some time making us obey certain rules and disciplining us. Making us wear a uniform is part of it, but I don't think there's any point in trying to do so because kids will be kids. They never obey.
Speaker C.
My school has a dress code, which is not exactly a uniform, and some students treat this too creatively. Every morning, our teachers start to check our clothes and so on. This happens during the first class, so I think a lot of valuable lesson time could be saved if we had a strict uniform policy at school. People in charge would not have to worry about checking what each and every student is wearing and whether it's acceptable or not.
Speaker D.
My school doesn't have a uniform, and I don't like it. You may be surprised, but look, the best schools in the country do have uniforms, and nobody there minds that. I think a uniform creates a sense of belonging and a feeling of pride amongst students towards their institution. I think students wearing a school uniform are more likely to develop a sense of community spirit, which can be later quite useful at work with team building and things like that.
Speaker E.
I think school isn't about studies now. It's more about hanging out at the canteen and playing music, but you rarely hear anyone having a good conversation about a lecture. I wish we had a uniform to help us concentrate more on our studies. When all students are wearing a similar outfit, they are less concerned about what other people are wearing. They tend to bond nicely with peers and can create an environment where they can learn in a group.
Speaker F.
I support uniforms because I think they are useful for my future career. Dress codes and uniforms are a part of practically every job now. Professionalism is very important as we grow up, and especially when we enter a corporate setup. Of course, I understand that there are no uniforms in some offices, but I believe professionalism is what uniform-friendly children are better at than casually dressed kids, so I don't mind wearing a uniform to school.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I honestly support school uniforms, and let me explain why. I think one of the problems our current generation is facing is that they are all influenced by gang culture. It is the root cause of numerous evils at schools, and many people from my school are members in the so-called school gangs. With uniforms, I believe, there are not so many chances for conflict and violence. Besides, it creates a healthy team culture and harmony on campus.
Speaker B.
I think when a person hears the word school, the first two things that come to mind are discipline and rules. Everybody knows that we kids love to break rules, and it is hard to make us obey. Almost daily at schools, it is common to spend some time making us obey certain rules and disciplining us. Making us wear a uniform is part of it, but I don't think there's any point in trying to do so because kids will be kids. They never obey.
Speaker C. My school has a dress code, which is not exactly a uniform, and some students treat this too creatively. Every morning, our teachers start to check our clothes and so on. This happens during the first class, so I think a lot of valuable lesson time could be saved if we had a strict uniform policy at school. People in charge would not have to worry about checking what each and every student is wearing and whether it's acceptable or not. Speaker D.
My school doesn't have a uniform, and I don't like it. You may be surprised, but look, the best schools in the country do have uniforms, and nobody there minds that. I think a uniform creates a sense of belonging and a feeling of pride amongst students towards their institution. I think students wearing a school uniform are more likely to develop a sense of community spirit, which can be later quite useful at work with team building and things like that.
Speaker E. I think school isn't about studies now. It's more about hanging out at the canteen and playing music, but you rarely hear anyone having a good conversation about a lecture. I wish we had a uniform to help us concentrate more on our studies. When all students are wearing a similar outfit, they are less concerned about what other people are wearing. They tend to bond nicely with peers and can create an environment where they can learn in a group. Speaker F.
I support uniforms because I think they are useful for my future career. Dress codes and uniforms are a part of practically every job now. Professionalism is very important as we grow up, and especially when we enter a corporate setup. Of course, I understand that there are no uniforms in some offices, but I believe professionalism is what uniform-friendly children are better at than casually dressed kids, so I don't mind wearing a uniform to school.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, Jake. You look great today.
Good evening, Miss Clark. Thank you for the compliment.
I hope you'll enjoy the party. After all, your classmates and you have certainly deserved it. You worked so hard during the academic year, and you passed your exams with flying colours. My colleagues and I are so proud of you all.
Oh, Miss Clark, of course we did a good job. But we are very grateful to our teachers. If not for you, our results wouldn't be so good.
It's good to know that. Thank you. So, Jake, what are you going to do after the prom? Are you going to have a gap year?
Most of my classmates are going to travel somewhere, but I won't be able to join them. I'm going straight to college.
Why? Don't you like to travel?
Of course I do. Everybody likes to travel, don't they? It's just that this summer isn't a good time to do it because I'll have to help my brother. He's just had surgery, you know.
I hope your brother is doing fine. How did the operation go?
It all went fine, thank you. The full recovery will take some time, but he'll be absolutely fine in a couple of months.
Oh, that's excellent news. So which college did you choose?
I'm going to Birmingham University. I want to be a teacher like you.
Really? I would never have thought you had chosen this career.
Well, I think it's the most rewarding job in the world, so...
It is, but mind you, not every student will succeed in your class. Sometimes, when one of your students fails, you blame yourself for it.
I think that's true about many jobs, like doctors, for instance. I believe that every student has the potential for success, and it'll be so exciting because each new academic year will present new challenges and new potential successes.
Well, Jake, if you are able to look at it that way, teaching is definitely your cup of tea.
Thank you, Miss Clark. It's you and your colleagues who have inspired me.
Thank you. Now it's high time for you to join your friends, and it's time for me to wipe away the tears. Your words are so touching.
Sorry if I've upset you.
No, that's fine. It's always good to hear such things, you know. See you later, Jake.
See you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, Jake. You look great today.
Good evening, Miss Clark. Thank you for the compliment.
I hope you'll enjoy the party. After all, your classmates and you have certainly deserved it. You worked so hard during the academic year, and you passed your exams with flying colours. My colleagues and I are so proud of you all.
Oh, Miss Clark, of course we did a good job. But we are very grateful to our teachers. If not for you, our results wouldn't be so good.
It's good to know that. Thank you. So, Jake, what are you going to do after the prom? Are you going to have a gap year?
Most of my classmates are going to travel somewhere, but I won't be able to join them. I'm going straight to college.
Why? Don't you like to travel?
Of course I do. Everybody likes to travel, don't they? It's just that this summer isn't a good time to do it because I'll have to help my brother. He's just had surgery, you know.
I hope your brother is doing fine. How did the operation go?
It all went fine, thank you. The full recovery will take some time, but he'll be absolutely fine in a couple of months.
Oh, that's excellent news. So which college did you choose?
I'm going to Birmingham University. I want to be a teacher like you.
Really? I would never have thought you had chosen this career.
Well, I think it's the most rewarding job in the world, so...
It is, but mind you, not every student will succeed in your class. Sometimes, when one of your students fails, you blame yourself for it.
I think that's true about many jobs, like doctors, for instance. I believe that every student has the potential for success, and it'll be so exciting because each new academic year will present new challenges and new potential successes.
Well, Jake, if you are able to look at it that way, teaching is definitely your cup of tea.
Thank you, Miss Clark. It's you and your colleagues who have inspired me.
Thank you. Now it's high time for you to join your friends, and it's time for me to wipe away the tears. Your words are so touching.
Sorry if I've upset you.
No, that's fine. It's always good to hear such things, you know. See you later, Jake.
See you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Today in our studio, we have a Brazilian-born actress, Alice Jones, who made her film debut at the age of 18 in the Oscar-nominated City of God. Good afternoon, Alice.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Your biggest achievements are connected with Hollywood, and even your surname now is English. Do you still have any connections in Brazil?
Well, my roots certainly remain firmly in Brazil. I own a production company in São Paulo, the city in which I was raised. Many of my family members are in the film and television industry, and my aunt and mother are both actresses there, and my sister is a producer.
What inspired you to become an actress?
I can't say I've always been interested in stardom. Once as a teenager, I saw a performance at a theatre, and I loved the play. For me, it changed my perspective on acting and theatre. I was 14 and I was enchanted. I completely fell in love. Then I finished school in São Paulo and started attending a university for performing arts. When I got the invitation to come to an audition, I remember exactly when they told me who was going to be in the film. These were the same actors as in that play. I thought it was written in the stars.
Are you currently involved in any project?
I am. It is based on a novel by a wonderful Spanish writer. I read the book 8 years ago. A really good friend of mine gave me the book, and she said, "You need to read this book, because it's a beautiful, strong story about this woman. Maybe she's a nice character for you to play, so just read it." Years went by, and now they want to make a version of it in Spanish. And I was happy when they called me, because I always thought it was such a beautiful character for a woman to play. When they called me, I couldn't believe that 8 years after I read the book and fell in love with the character, they came to me. It was very special.
As far as I remember, it's not the first time you've worked on a book you love.
So true. One of my films, Blindness, is also based on one of my favourite books. so when they invited me, I had the same feeling. For Queen of the South again, my main reason to sign up for it was the character and the book, because that was a role I really wanted to play. So right after I got cast, I went straight to the book and made notes, getting all the little details about what people say about her, who she is, what type of woman she is in the world that she's born into, how she manages to survive, all that. I was just trying to honour the book and have a better understanding of it.
How do you prepare for your roles?
I have an acting coach that helps me. He works with me on preparing, running lines and having ideas and developing different ways of approaching characters. When it's a story based on a book, I basically work off the book. The book is my main source of material.
I think now you've worked more in English than in Portuguese. Is it still difficult for you to work in another language that's not Portuguese?
Even now, it's still a challenge, because I'm so close to my family and friends, and I always speak Portuguese. My heart and mind go to Portuguese. Once I'm on the set, after 3 or 4 months doing the series working hard every day and only speaking English, it becomes easier. Your mindset is there, and you're dreaming in English. But it is hard. In a way, you keep translating from one language to another.
Thank you, Alice. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Today in our studio, we have a Brazilian-born actress, Alice Jones, who made her film debut at the age of 18 in the Oscar-nominated City of God. Good afternoon, Alice.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Your biggest achievements are connected with Hollywood, and even your surname now is English. Do you still have any connections in Brazil?
Well, my roots certainly remain firmly in Brazil. I own a production company in São Paulo, the city in which I was raised. Many of my family members are in the film and television industry, and my aunt and mother are both actresses there, and my sister is a producer.
What inspired you to become an actress?
I can't say I've always been interested in stardom. Once as a teenager, I saw a performance at a theatre, and I loved the play. For me, it changed my perspective on acting and theatre. I was 14 and I was enchanted. I completely fell in love. Then I finished school in São Paulo and started attending a university for performing arts. When I got the invitation to come to an audition, I remember exactly when they told me who was going to be in the film. These were the same actors as in that play. I thought it was written in the stars.
Are you currently involved in any project?
I am. It is based on a novel by a wonderful Spanish writer. I read the book 8 years ago. A really good friend of mine gave me the book, and she said, "You need to read this book because it's a beautiful, strong story about this woman. Maybe she's a nice character for you to play, so just read it." Years went by, and now they want to make a version of it in Spanish. And I was happy when they called me, because I always thought it was such a beautiful character for a woman to play. When they called me, I couldn't believe that 8 years after I read the book and fell in love with the character, they came to me. It was very special.
As far as I remember, it's not the first time you've worked on a book you love.
So true. One of my films, Blindness, is also based on one of my favourite books. So when they invited me, I had the same feeling. For Queen of the South again, my main reason to sign up for it was the character and the book, because that was a role I really wanted to play. So right after I got cast, I went straight to the book and made notes, getting all the little details about what people say about her, who she is, what type of woman she is in the world that she's born into, how she manages to survive, all that. I was just trying to honour the book and have a better understanding of it.
How do you prepare for your roles?
I have an acting coach that helps me. He works with me on preparing, running lines and having ideas and developing different ways of approaching characters. When it's a story based on a book, I basically work off the book. The book is my main source of material.
I think now you've worked more in English than in Portuguese. Is it still difficult for you to work in another language that's not Portuguese?
Even now, it's still a challenge. Because I'm so close to my family and friends, and I always speak Portuguese. My heart and mind go to Portuguese. Once I'm on the set, after 3 or 4 months, doing the series working hard every day and only speaking English, it becomes easier. Your mindset is there, and you're dreaming in English. But it is hard. In a way, you keep translating from one language to another.
Thank you, Alice. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.